a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I spent sort of the week up in Queensland, week and a half up in Queensland, went up for my best mate's wedding.
How cute.
That was on the 20th, so we sort of flew a couple of days before that and then flew back Friday of last week. So we were there for, you know, a fair whack, just over a week. And look, it was a lovely time. Weather wasn't as warm as I thought it would be. But we pushed on anyway and did some touristy stuff while we were there.
Ah, stop that.
Caught up with family and friends that live up there that we hadn't seen for a while, but also hit Movie World.
You didn't.
We hit Movie World with the girls first time.
Because normally you take the girls on a pub crawl.
Well,
you're like, let's go to all these breweries that Daddy's been wanting to visit.
Only if I can't offload them first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Kalia, the girls who are 5 and 2, almost 3, and I went to Movie World, and it was fun. We had a lovely time. There's like a little kids area.
Yeah.
Where there's some sort of little kids rides, and even those, some of those are a bit scary. There's like a mini roller coaster, which we didn't bother going
is
on.
Like, I've been on the mini roller coaster as a teenager there.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there like cars? There's those little cars or something?
Yeah, we were too short to drive those, and unfortunately the adults can't sit in those little cars with the children, so we weren't able to go on that either. We used a claw machine, which cost a solid sort of $20, but we got...
My God.
We got a soft toy each, so that's great.
Beautiful.
And when I say we, I mean the two girls. Mm. And there's like a little Looney Tunes train thing that we were all able to go on, a little pop around there. That was good.
Stage show? Do they still do that? Or come out and sing and
dance? Yeah, we saw Wonder Woman running around doing her thing. We were pretty stoked to see her doing a bit of karate, that kind of gear.
Really?
Down the main street. We had a bit of lunch, that kind of thing. Right, so I'm wanting to go on the roller coasters, obviously, because...
You're a thrill seeker.
I'm a roller coaster water slide kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to because I also felt bad because the lines were going to be pretty long, and so it would have been a lot of time me waiting to go on the roller coaster once, and Carly would have just had to juggle the girls and entertain them whilst I was off doing whatever. But I was we were trying to get to certain things and look at certain things and the fun stuff that you know are at a theme park, like the rides, or we're trying to get to lunch, or we're trying to get to one of those shows. And I think it's just a kids thing. I don't think it's specific to my girls.
Yeah.
But they just get bogged down in the stupidest shit. Like, excuse my French. But they are just, like, there's a statue next to one of the food stalls.
Yeah.
And it's a big ice cream.
Okay, and I know which one.
We spent, like, 20 minutes. Standing around this big ice cream because it was that fascinating that we didn't want to move on. And that was one of the highlights of Movie World was this ice cream statue. Like, they just get bogged down in the dumbest stuff. Outside the restaurant, there's two camel statues. They're just there to look at. And Goldie flipped out because she couldn't sit on one of the camels because it's not for sitting. Just the dumbest stuff. And it's like, come on, guys. We're at Movie World. There's so much to see, so much to do. And they get bogged down in the smallest stuff.
Hilarious, just like their father.
Oh, hey, hang on.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this new type of bit? 17 hops in this one. 17 hops, not the normal 16.
You may have a point.
Yeah, I've got it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Have you heard this about this cat?
What cat?
It's a cat in Utah.
It better be a good story because I tell you what, I'm not up for it if it's not.
It's got from Utah to California.
Oh, and like a little Route 66 type.
Galena's a 6-year-old short hair. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Looks a bit tortoise-shelly.
Okay.
Went missing. Went missing from her home in Utah. And their owner, like a week, their owners were like, I don't, I don't know where she's gone.
Yeah.
Cats, classic cats, though. Mm. They don't care.
They do.
No, they don't. They
you just can't control them. That's why you don't like them.
Just off they go, and then when they go and get food elsewhere, and then they come back and they get food here. Anyway, so gone for a week, and they're like, oh, well, I guess she'll come back when she wants to, if ever. And then they got a phone call from California after a week, and they were like, hey, we're a vet in California. We think we've got your cat. We've scanned it. Says it's, but you're in Utah, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're in Utah. Where are you? California. Wow, that's that can't be true.
Is he trying to become an actor?
This stars in his eyes. Her eyes. She's a female cat.
Sorry.
Anyway, so the owner was like, I can't believe it's true. I think this is, you're pranking me.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, no, to be fair, I've not seen my cat in a week.
Yeah, so realistically, this could be a scam, but also could be my cat.
Carrie Clark is the owner and turns out it was her fault. Do you know what she did?
Oh, what?
She returned something to Amazon and like taped up the box and...
You're
and
kidding me.
Galena was in, had jumped
Galena,
inside.
Galena, what a beautiful name.
Had snuck inside a 3x3 foot cardboard box.
Oh,
Amazon.
You check the box.
I know, right? And the weight? Like, surely it's like when you li-
and
when
it's
they
moving?
Lift the. Yeah, when
you're.
It's
moving. She knew what she was doing. She sounds like those parents in Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, hang on. It was 5 pairs of steel toed boots. That's a pretty heavy package.
Don't care.
Nah.
No excuse.
Cat was transported 2 states away to one of the company's warehouses where it was discovered by Amazon employees. Employees were like, I don't know if this is supposed to be. I know we sell everything, but I don't know if a live cat's supposed to be in here. Apparently, Galena was in relatively good health with no issues apart from mild dehydration.
Yeah.
Two factors had helped. One seam on the box had come unglued, allowing oxygen to circulate. And the mild weather kept Galena from overheating or freezing. So great news. I mean, we've all seen how Australia Post handle packages, so she's probably had a bit of a ride.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so I ended up in California. And so what do? Your cat's in California. You're in Utah, 2 states away.
You go get the cat.
They flew. They got on a plane.
Oh, thank God. I thought they were going to say just post her. Thank God.
They got on a plane, which I think is, I mean, I'm not getting on a plane.
Oh, you'd post her.
Well, don't not post,
post
her, but
post yourself.
Find a safe way to.
Post
I'm not
yourself.
Flying 2 states to get a cat. Maybe
yes.
a dog.
Yes, no,
but not a cat.
Oh my God.
And do you know what? Like, if the cat wanted to be, you know, wanted to get away so much, maybe it can stay there.
Mate, I would worry that you're going to start getting some things posted to your house, like anthrax.
Oh. Well, that's very, very aggressive.
Yeah, that's right. I went there.
You've gone from
I'm an
0
lover.
To 1,000. Like that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. It's time for Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about guess the year. Here's how it works. Can someone remind me how it works? I've been away for a while.
No, because every time we throw each other under the bus and be like, now you know when Tom's away. Lingy, you explain it. Go.
Oh, okay. Is that how
we really missed you.
Yeah, it was the moment where we realised how good a job you do for the show.
Hey,
good.
We said we
good.
Weren't going to say that.
Good's a strong word.
Right.
But because it's in there somewhere, Tommy, explain.
All right, we're going to play little bits from songs. Cast our minds back through the mists of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard said song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Is that it? Did I get it? Did I get most of it?
Yeah, well done. Do you want one tiny just fact in the scores at the moment?
Yeah, go on.
Loggy's coming last.
Oh.
Well, okay. That's all right. Better than being mid-range, hey, Lingy.
Well,
at least I'm something. Are you at the top? Tom's at the top.
No,
it's okay, Tom. You don't need a pen.
We trust you. You don't need a pen.
I found one. I don't know where my pen's gone. It's usually
it's right on your keyboard, right in front of your face.
Got him. It's a black
Holy
one.
Holy
so.
Moses.
Oh,
Holy
goodness.
Moses.
Hey,
what
it's
a boy
black
look.
Pen. It never goes there.
I know.
Here we go. Question number one. If you're playing at home or particularly in the car, hands 10 and 2, as I always say. Just keep it up there. We trust you.
It's good to mention that, Tom.
We also don't care. Here we go.
Who's this one, Liggy?
Beck.
Yes.
Hey.
Just got turned on. What? Stop it.
Yeah, you heard, Tommy.
I reckon I was pretty young when that came out. I reckon I was sort of early, like late primary school, early. And I do you guys remember any of that gear?
I've gone way later than
I've
that.
I've gone my, for some reason, my brother, year 12, I just have this vision of him.
Okay, well, I've gone way late, and that's where
I'm
sticking.
I reckon it's like Radiohead creep sort of era. Right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
1994,
I say.
You got a little late, love.
I got very late.
Okay, let's find out.
The year was 1994.
That makes me so angry.
No, yeah. I do. I remember singing it as I was going to the tuck shop. So,
is that a milk bar or
what do you mean the tuck shop?
Shop's like the canteen at school.
Okay, yep.
But why were you singing? Going like and no, don't
mate,
worry. Keep
my high school, years were
we don't
very
need to
complicated.
Know.
Let's sit down and unpack that.
No,
let's question
not.
Number two.
No, I'd have to pay you. Here we go. Question number two.
Yeah, Alicia Keys.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
Usher. Remember they did it at the
Super Bowl. Yeah, this was part of the halftime show.
Oh, okay. Appreciate the help, though.
Oh. And everyone was like, oh, my God, if Usher was dancing around my woman like that, I would not be.
Yeah. You know what? Controversial. I really like that Super Bowl. It was really good.
It's the roller skates that did it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was. It was totally the roller skates.
Honestly, I'm not really sort of au fait with my R&B, so I'm not going to – I guess I'm just going to have a guess.
I've had a guess. I'm not great today.
Let's do it, Tommy.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 1999.
Oh, 2005.
Okay, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was 2004.
Oh!
Close,
but I don't get it.
So
you,
close.
You were the closest, but you went
so
over.
So Lingy and Tom and I get a point each.
Oh,
so
that
a win for
sucks
Tom.
So bad. You two were so far off.
That's a win for Tom.
Do you want to do a third question?
Yeah, we'll
here we go. Question number 3. I don't want to rock,
DJ. Okay. I'm pretty sure we took my friend's car for a spin.
By the way,
we
you
do
can...
not have a license.
Oh my goodness! What
in Windervale? And we rocked
what?
Up to a party.
I wouldn't have said that, mate. Oh
and
my
everyone
goodness.
Thought we were so cool, but I was terrified.
You know, you can actually tie it. He hasn't won yet. He's on 2. You're on 1.
This is just for pride.
Oh, okay.
No, this, you can make it 2-2.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Make it good.
All right. Make All it right. good.
I know what
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. 1998.
98.
The year was 2000.
Oh! Okay, we have to go to a tiebreaker.
Sorry.
Right, I'll sit out because I've been getting so many right.
Okay.
That's correct, Cameron. All right, here we go. Question number 4. This is for the win.
It's hard.
Bit of Miley, Party in the USA.
All right, I've had a guess.
Really?
I've had a guess. I don't know. I've had a guess.
All right.
It could be anywhere.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2011.
I would have said 15.
Okay. Let's
no
see.
No one asked you, Cameron.
The year was 2009.
Oh,
I'll take
Tom
that.
Win.
Yes.
Well done, Tom.
Yes, that was a close one.
It was.
Well done, everybody.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Doing the jump with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days.
Tommy, I feel like I need to clear something up first because I walked in, you're busy on a Tuesday. Normally I'm here on a Monday, not much sort of communication happening at this particular point. But
we ease into the week is
Sorry.
The way to
yeah.
say it.
But normally
it's the polite way.
I think it was mentioned.
You're a guest here.
And off the top, it was mentioned that I wasn't in yesterday and that I'm in today. Mm. Normally, it's me sacking you guys on a Monday because
yeah.
something's going on.
Mm.
But I need to put it out there that I wasn't in yesterday because you guys officially sacked me. Is that?
Yeah. Yep.
Although, is that correct?
Well, I just said we were going to be out at Mimosa Homes in Armstrong Mountain Aid, and I said, don't worry, John.
My car, my chopper wouldn't be able to land.
Yeah, well, I knew. Such a long All right, drive
Cameron.
From Newtown.
All right, Cameron.
Long drive.
Yeah. Well, it was either have Jono on or give away $5,000. And I, like, as much as I love having you on, We don't give away $5,000 every week.
No, yeah, that's right.
I had to overrule.
Would have been fun. Anyway, and you know, you notice things. So when you hang out with people for a long period of time, you notice different things. Now, the great Cameron Ling, to my right, if everyone, just a picture of this, he's been talking about a man bag of, you know, do I need a man bag to hold my keys?
Has
my
he
pass.
Really EpiPen?
Has
he really?
Yeah, the EpiPen that he has to carry around now. Yeah.
So like thought, a satchel.
Yeah, something, you know, to put over the shoulder and walk
an
around G-Town
bag.
so he looks good.
Yeah, with the rat.
He's gone to another level. I've noticed something this morning.
Tell me.
He's using a coffee cup holder. The takeaway coffee cup holder is officially Cameron Lynn's man bag.
Yes. All of your worldly possessions are in a takeaway tray.
A double tray.
What are your thoughts
not
on
your
it?
Not your four, not your three.
No.
A double.
A double tray.
A double tray.
Does it work?
It sort of kind of does. That's the thing.
Look, I would suggest putting an EpiPen somewhere that it can't fall out and escape you. I mean, maybe a zip is required on your coffee cup bag. Anyway.
Okay, recycle, reuse, you know, that sort of thing.
That's environmentally conscious. Good on you, mate.
Oh, thanks.
I see why Lingy was such a good leader at the Cats, because he just thinks outside the square a little
bit.
If the club's struggling a bit, he'd come up with something interesting to inspire the boys and a bit different.
Happy to sacrifice his personal
that's
fashion
a great
sense
way.
In disregard, you know, style.
How has this ended up on me?
What about an EpiPen sling bag or something?
Now we're starting to brainstorm a little bit. We need a whiteboard session, I think.
Bum bag. Lingy's EpiPen bum bag.
I was certain the Cats are sitting 7-0 that nothing would come back my way. This would be all joy and happiness.
I'm trying to distract from the votes that were given over the weekend. You did vote on Anzac Day and actually thought you were spot on with your votes, although you missed the winner. But then we can put that to one side.
It's not a competition where you have to name the winner.
It's the game.
Did you know anyone who had bet on the winner?
No.
But this is the thing with Anzac Day, because I voted on the Saturday, like I said, with Adelaide and North Melbourne. And I gave Josh Worrell, who was Adelaide's best defender for the day, one vote. And it was his best game in Crows colours. But he wasn't the most dynamic player. But from an Anzac point of view and voting on the spirit of courage and going back with the flight a few times and cutting across the pack and putting his body on the line, I gave him a vote based on that. Yeah. And he got some coaches' votes too, which actually helps back up the fact of the type of votes that we're giving if the coaches are seeing the same. But so I went down that part with my thought process. Not necessarily he's had 35 disposals, 25 kicks at 60%. Yeah, he's best on ground. It didn't sort of work that way in my thought process. Mm. I don't know whether you had a similar approach, Cameron, or...
Yeah, no.
Trying to lead you in here.
I do appreciate that. And it was that there's different... There's different criteria for the Anzac medals based around a lot of stuff that John is talking about.
Yeah.
No, I've just had to strap my stack hat on for the week because I do rely on the coaches' votes as well.
Back it in, Lingy.
The coaches' votes sometimes just give you that positive affirmation that I've got my votes right on the Friday night. Then and there, I've nailed it. I normally do Friday night, sorry. Mm. This was Thursday. The coaches' votes came in yesterday. And Zach Merritt got all 10 coaches.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
you got to look at things a little bit differently on Anzac Day.
Mm. Yeah, you can't win them all, Wingy, I think is the takeaway there. So, unless you're Zach Merritt, in spite of Cameron Lee.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Boy, I'm glad that song is over because I was just copying it left, right and centre. Loggy, no, you want to find out information? I know I promised that I would bring something to the table, but there's more to it than what you think.
Well, don't, Tom.
Okay. No, don't bring him in. The only thing I can say about this, Loggy, it's to do with Tom's trip that he has recently returned from. Tom is actively trying to stop me talking about what happened on the trip. And I don't know if you understand this with the dino. He's our boss. I need to seek other approvals to bring this to the table before I can do it.
I would deny it, but it is true. I don't think it needs to be talked about on the radio. I think it's fine, and I would rather we just don't mention it. So I have.
And it's something that you've done that would make me upset.
The one thing I promise you, Log, I want to bring it to the table. But I need to maybe go over Tom's head to get permission, and I will try and do that. I will actively try and bring it to the table. Once I get permission, I'll tell you about it, Log.
Okay. No, well, guess what happens when you don't know the information? You go to the worst thing you could possibly imagine someone doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now...
You are not allowed to call Carly, huh?
Don't look at me like that.
No. No, I just want to know where your heart is.
Well, it's not...
Do you have one?
It's not what you think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I think it's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And I think that it will fracture our relationship.
Okay.
Because I can't believe that you would do something like that.
Well, to be honest.
And am I on the right track?
This is all being very vague. And I think I know what you think it is, and it's not that.
Are you sure?
But it also you'll never find out because it's never getting.
Do you
never
want me to say
allowed.
What I think
no,
it is?
No, because I'm. Because
I'll say it
Tom.
On air right now.
I'm scared of Tom now. Don't. Just
I will
don't.
Say it live
Zip it.
To air.
Zip it.
No. Nah. All right. You're just never going to find out, so don't even worry about it, okay?
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.